It is July 16. 10 years ago, before the annexation of Crimea and the start of the Russian invasion of Donbas, Vladimir Putin was the most popular foreign politician in Ukraine. About 60% of Ukrainians considered him a successful politician and a real leader. There was even a political party in Ukraine with the name Party of Putin's Policy. Quite marginal, but anyway. From 2014 to 2020, that is before the beginning of massive repression against Belarusians dissatisfied with the falsification of election results, the most popular foreign leader among Ukrainians was Alexander Lukashenko. Many would even like him, a man with an alleged statist mindset, to be president of Ukraine and bring order in our country with an iron hand. Violence had shattered the ratings of these two among Ukrainians. In Putin's case, it was cunning attack on Ukraine, and in Lukashenko's case, it was savage cruelty towards his own people. Currently, these two are the most despised individuals for Ukrainians. Political parties that were oriented towards closer ties with Russia and Belarus have simply ceased to exist. The leadership has fled Ukraine, and the electorate has drastically changed their political preferences. Recently, I met a former member of the municipal council of the city in the east who was elected from a pro-Russian party. This party demanded official status for the Russian language, advocated for closer ties with Moscow, and for years ignored the Russian occupation of Crimea and Donbas. Now it no longer exists, and its former official deliberately speaks only Ukrainian and keeps a meticulous count of Russians killed by him. The same Russians whom he considered brothers and best friends just a year and a half ago. And this is not an isolated case. There are many on the front lines who not long ago supported pro-Russian parties and believed it was better to cooperate with Russians. But then these Russians started shelling the homes of those who wanted to be friends with them, and the desire to be friends with the Russians disappeared even among the most ardent Moscow supporters. I know that Western media don't often talk about this, but I consider it important to emphasize that thousands of ethnic Russians are fighting in the ranks of the Ukrainian army. They are citizens of Ukraine, they were born in Ukraine, but ethnically they are Russians. And there lies a bitter irony. Putin justified the invasion of Ukraine by claiming that ethnic Russians in Ukraine were suffering terribly and he needed to save them. However, it turned out that the only source of suffering for ethnic Russians, as well as for all other residents of Ukraine, is Putin's Russia itself. Now, these ethnic Russians are killing other Russians who came as aggressors. Moreover, Ukrainian Russians are starting to reject their own ethnic identity. They are massively switching to the Ukrainian language, not teaching their children Russian, not reading Russian books, and not watching Russian movies. In other words, while supposedly defending Russians, Putin's Russia has actually done everything to make being Russia a source of shame.